I can't warm up.
Sorry, what's your name?
Hey, Dr. Payne.
Well, if Michael's ready to start, we can...
Okay.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a quorum.
All right. Pizza delivery guy.
So, we'll do roll call. I'm here, Michael, president.
Roger here.
Yeah.
David here.
And I'm here.
And we're going to like to adopt today's agenda.
Yeah, I'll adopt it.
Awesome.
Awesome. Any public comment for non-agenda items?
I don't know about you guys, but I got my invoice from California Association of Homeowners Association, and the billing date is 10/31/2022, and it has a balance forward, and then it has my payment that I made in January, but no billing for this year. So now I'm worried that that went out to everyone like that. And so
No.
Mine was right.
Yeah, mine was right as well.
Okay.
You're just lucky. Yeah.
Is it because it's your first year?
No.
I got one too. I have three parcels, and they're only charging me for one, 187.
Didn't Richard say he was going to send it out individually?
They should have, yeah.
And I received one.
As far as I know, he was sending them.
When's that contract up?
The problem is finding somebody else that'll do it.
I understand.
Yeah.
But when's the contract up?
I'm not sure. I think about now. But I don't know for sure off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yep.
If the board doesn't object, I'm going to try to find you proposals for different.
I don't think the board will have any objection.
No.
Because I'm really concerned about this company. And I know that there's a couple of companies that do financial only out in Orange County. So I'll contact both of them. Contact my company also, but I think my company is going to be too expensive.
Don't we need more than just financial?
It'd be nice to have more than just financial, but whatever we can get.
Well, okay. So are you looking for management? Because that's you're talking a lot of money.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to be cheap.
Yep. But you know,
I can get you both.
What he does right now is the financials and along with the. Secretary of State filings and the IRS and all that, you know, but that's about it. So basically it is financial.
Right, and I think you can get a company to do that part also, to do the Secretary of State filing and help with your tax.
Mm-hmm.
And mailing your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments for non-agenda items? I mean, Roger, you know, discuss the mail at this point? Or?
Yes. We've received a few things from the banks. Union Bank and Chase. And then there was a payment enclosed from this bill payment processing center. And that's what we've received. And a little advertisement.
Well, don't forget that I have the property tax.
That's right. That's the first one we got, right? Yes. You live on Staple Street?
No. I live on Maverick.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Okay. This is my neighbor.
I thought you were Mike's wife. Wait, say something and be scripted.
I'm like,
actually, right behold, I just saw. This is, these are people on Staple Street. I don't know.
If it's mail that doesn't belong in our box, what I usually do is just put it back in the mail slot and then let them pick it up. The mailman will re-put it in the right box.
Oh. Okay, I'll see. She's on this.
Okay.
Is
Alter. Right across the street, yep. Stable.
This is Stable.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get it to you.
But what I normally do when the wrong mail gets in the box, because it happens regularly, is just put it right back in the slot, and he'll figure out that it was just, no, there's the outgoing mail slot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when he opens that up, then he'll put it back in the right box.
Sure. Okay,
I just noticed that it's not on the agenda, but it should have been noticed. We need to be participants, not spectators in this. And
these are all together.
Oh, you're giving it to me?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Maybe I'm participating and not spectating now. But something that doesn't seem to be down here, well, I suppose it comes under financial reports, but we have to get these bank cards that signed immediately. Mm-hmm. Because we can't do a damn thing. Unless I subsidize everything, which I gather I'm not allowed to do. We have bills we can't pay because we haven't signed the signature cards.
Correct.
And we need to sign those immediately. I'm here until Thursday this week. I have to leave on Friday, but
I'm free this week.
Do you have to go to the bank?
All together.
Are you free this week?
Yeah, I just started a new job, and that kind of puts all kind of messes this whole situation up with being president. Even.
Yeah.
So I'm going to maintain the role. I'll tell you guys, I guess now, but I don't know where I actually say it, but I'm going to maintain the role up until we can find someone that could replace me, because I'm going to be traveling with windmill companies.
Oh, okay. Congratulations!
Yeah, I know. I've been out.
You got a job you got a job around the world, buddy.
Yeah. I really don't know what I'm in for, but
a lot of climbing.
Yeah. Well, I'm a technical writer, so I'm gonna be kind of just writing out their training programs.
Sure.
I gotta be going wherever.
We used to do the same thing with radar system shit.
Oh, cool. So I just don't know
when to be away.
I'm starting this week. I'm going to be at the company down the way, but there's just no way I can get down there during the week.
Well, let's talk about this then. Audrey?
Yeah?
Would you like to join the board? Jean, right?
No, Marcy.
Marcy can't join the board.
Yes, she can.
Oh, why not?
To accompany the HOA conflict of interest, right?
I could, but there's a lot of things that go on that I'm not comfortable with right now. So.
I get you.
Well, then we can address them. We want you to be comfortable. Really. No. It's for all of us.
Yeah.
So I'll maintain the role.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to help long term.
Oh.
Okay. Especially if I have to, because we have to sign these cards.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I know that they'd like to have everybody. So if you reorganize, not that you're not a good president, but just to get the job going, if you reorganize, appoint a president and a secretary, you could go in and get the signature card assigned with two members, mm-hmm. and then at least you'd have access to the bank accounts, and then at some point, they can get you on the card.
Yeah, and they don't actually even have to reorganize. They can do. They're already been appointed as signers, so just the two of them can go down and be on the signature card.
I don't know if the bank will allow you to not have a president and a secretary. You have to have a secretary. I know that for a fact.
But they don't necessarily have to. The president doesn't necessarily have to be on the signature card.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the secretary has to sign the back. So.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that the two of you go and get the signature card.
Yeah.
Okay, do we know where to go?
Union Bank in Bakersfield.
Randy, could you give us an address?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Sorry.
So do I go as...
Monday through Friday. They're not open on the weekend.
Bye.
Don't go out.
I'm just a director because I said I couldn't take on any responsibility until the end of April. But if it's forced on me, then I have to do it.
If you think that they'll take it just without and just say the two of you are going to be signers and that the president's not going to sign, you should be okay.
Yeah, and then just let them know that it'll get updated when we get more members appointed.
But could I become president pro tem?
You could if you wanted to. That's, I mean, if the board wants to, they can appoint a president at any time. They can change the officers at will.
That's what you're saying, isn't it? You're stepping
right.
Well, just to manage all the work.
Well, he's got a lot with a new job.
And well, yeah, just required with this, you know, updating all the minutes and, you know, sending them to you just making sure that it's actually done. You know, I just don't know what my schedule's going to be like on Saturdays. If I'm be here, you know.
You're expanding and expanding.
Yeah.
I know, but is the Wi-Fi, you guys don't know where you're going to meet right now, right? After?
I think just pay $25.
Yeah.
Okay. And so do you have internet connection here?
Yeah.
So technically we could set up Zoom and then you could, wherever you're at, Zoom in.
Yeah, they've tried Zoom here. It does, the audio works, the video kind of.
Okay, well,
if that's the case.
Because our Wi-Fi here is satellite, so it's slow and there's a lot of latency. Yep.
So what do we need to take to the bank to prove that we are the two who should sign it?
Right here, the president needs to sign this, so we can get that signed right now, and then this is all you have to take down there. And it's got all three on here right now, but I would tell them that Michael's not available to sign right now. We want to do the signature card with the two signatures, and we'll update it later.
Can I put my name underneath there so that it shows that that's my signature?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Just so they don't have problems.
But what it will come down to is when you go back to do it again, everybody has to go again. That's all. But everybody that's on the signature card has to show up to sign the signature card all at the same time.
So if it's just the two of us for the moment, that's fine.
Yeah, they shouldn't have any problem with that.
All right.
Just tell them what the sign is.
And I'm really in the in term, you're going to be paying for everything, correct?
No, not if he gets those cards signed.
Right.
You shouldn't have to do that because that gets messy.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You don't really want to do that.
No.
I don't.
If there's emergency stuff that comes up...
I want to pay the bills.
Well, if there's emergency stuff that comes up, as long as it can be put on a credit card, I still have the MVA credit card. And that's something you want to talk to the bank about, too. We need to redo the credit card. You guys need credit cards to take care of those little day-to-day expenses. That way you're not paying out of pocket and then coming back in for reimbursement.
Well, that's right.
Like stamps and stuff like that.
Exactly. It's so much easier with the credit card.
So then we could actually pay the property tax with the credit card.
Yeah, they charge a surcharge for it, but the property tax isn't due yet anyway.
December 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
So. We're getting there.
And then who has the checks?
Well, we still have the Mountain Valley checks right here. So those are going to go to Roger. We have the Mountain Valley checks. The Wells Fargo checks, Richard has those. And, of course, he's not a signer, so he has to send the check here for us to sign it.
Right.
He'll prepare them, send them here, we sign and send it on.
What about Wells Fargo? How are you going to get that bank changed?
Have to go to Wells Fargo with this as well. Yep. It's a pain. They've made it.
Can we go to any Wells Fargo?
I believe so. We haven't tried that, but there shouldn't be any reason why you can't go to any branch to update the card.
So while you're in Bakersfield, you might want to
go to a Wells Fargo.
There's no Wells
Fargo.
There's no one here?
No, there's just a kiosk here.
Oh.
There is a Wells Fargo in Lancaster.
Oh good Lord. Is there a Union Bank in Lancaster? Yes, there is.
There is a Union Bank?
Yes, there is. So you could do them both in Lancaster.
Looks like we're going to Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
You like the buffet down there.
Oh, I certainly do.
Okay, I'm going to look for you to see if I can get us a bank that's HOA friendly so that you don't have to do this anymore.
Yes, suppose.
There's Union Bank has an HOA department.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we can... I'll figure out something.
Bank of the Sierra would be nice.
Well, this started a couple of years ago where the bank started requiring us to show up with everybody, and it didn't.
Right.
And I've gone through several different banks. It's the same thing.
You have to find the HOA-friendly
different places.
The Union Bank has an HOA division, but once you're already set up, it's difficult to switch over. My company does a lot with CIT Bank. There's Alliance Bank. Pacific Western Bank, Sunwest Bank. So there's a few of them that all work with HOAs, so you wouldn't have to necessarily go in and do those signature cards.
But it would be nice to have a bank into Atrophy.
Yeah, I've had difficulty trying to figure out why the banks have gotten so ridiculous on this when there's online banks where you never see the bank. You know, so I know there's got to be a workaround to it, but the banks, all the banks that I deal with keep telling me the same thing. Everybody's got to come in.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I understand.
But yet I know there's banks that don't have a physical bank, so, you know, there's got to be a workaround. Yeah. They just don't want to do it.
That's true.
All right.
But meantime, Roger and I will do a Lancaster trip this week, yeah?
Yeah, along with that,
won't be rebuffed.
Since we're talking about reorganization and everything, I have my resignation since I'm going to be, well, I sold Lot 30, plus I'm going to be moving out of state, so
yeah.
I'll still remain available to help you guys, I'll still do whatever I can do for you, but I wanted to go ahead and turn my resignation in just so we can get another board member appointed. So that means we need to get two people appointed.
Two people appointed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to find two volunteers to be on the board.
I can see through that mask.
She's smiling.
Yeah.
But like I said,
come on, girl. Come on down.
I'm glad to help any way I can. I can still draft that, you know, the agendas and the minutes and stuff like that for you guys to go over.
That would be a great help.
It's not a problem.
There's sure a lot of new people up on Stable and all around, so you just have to go knock on doors, because they don't know that. I'm sure they don't stop and read the bulletin board.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. But they don't think we do anything, because there's no evidence that we do anything.
Right. So you have to knock on doors, because they don't even know where the meetings are. They don't know anything, because they don't stop at the bulletin board.
Right.
Well, you can email out the email address.
Do we have the email addresses?
We have some. There's a lot of people we don't have email addresses for.
Probably the new people that have moved in on Stable.
And we could put a sign on where the bulletin board is. Please read latest information.
Yeah, everybody drives past it.
You'll get to it here in a couple more items, but we've got a newsletter to approve. And that would be the best way to get the information out to everybody.
Right. Yeah. We had a flag we put up when we had a new bulletin.
Oh, is that what the red flag meant?
Yes.
I thought not to burn any firewood.
Well, it was a pink flag. It really is what it started out as. And it was just for waving and so people would know there's a...
Yeah, there's something new. Yeah.
Yeah, to come and read the bulletin. And it did work, but...
And Michael, I'm posting this one, right? I'm taking down the old one from this one.
Well, that's the notice of meeting.
The minutes.
Yeah.
You have a copy for me?
Yeah, I'll give you a copy that you can put up.
Okay. And I got more thumbtacks. So things blew away.
Do I keep
it?
Should I take this to the bank as well?
No, this is just my resignation, so that'll go to Roger to file.
Okay.
Actually, probably the easiest thing to do with it is to scan it and send it to the management company, so that they can file it.
Do you have a scanner, Roger?
Yeah, David has one, I'm sure.
It's loading up on me.
At the end of the meeting, we can go over all this stuff, and I can scan it all and send it to him, because he needs the bank statements and all that, too.
Yeah, Seinfeld and Kramer, huh? So. Keep the door open. Where's your scanner?
Yeah, right. He just lives down the mountain. And I can run up the hill faster than he can.
We communicate by a flag at the moment.
That's right.
It's going to be
we can actually stand and look at each other, and we can't get cell phone number.
All right.
Yeah, I went to flags.
We're on, number 7? Discussion and review monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenses.
Oh, you're actually at 6, but we skipped over 4. We need to go back and do the minutes.
Let's approve minutes from the regular meeting on 10/8/22. This should be paper clips to this page.
Oh, okay. That's the last thing.
Yeah, and under 3 there, presumably the newsletter will report that a new board has been appointed.
I saw that on the Google webpage.
Yeah.
So I'll take a motion.
Who takes over the webpage?
I have the stuff right now because you sent it to me, but I mean, you.
I can continue to help with it for the time being, but yeah, somebody will have to take over the administration of it to post stuff on it and everything. But in the interim, I'll be glad to help out with that.
If you could keep doing that, you know.
Yeah, I have no problem maintaining things.
That's
just long.
No problem.
Yeah.
Nope, not a problem. Yeah, and I did get the website. I gifted the URLs to the association because I bought those quite some time ago. Those belong to the association. I did set up a separate account now so that the web hosting is under the association's own account. And yeah, I sent the passwords and everything so you can get into it. Yep. Took me a while getting back into it after it was moved over to the new one.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right, so does anyone have a motion to approve those minutes?
Yes, I approve.
Okay. I'll second that.
All right,
so now we can jump to number 6. Let's get more discussion of the possible action of appointing a member to fill vacancy on board, which we talked about it, but we just said there's going to be two needed because Randy's going to be leaving.
Yeah.
It was one, but now it's two. So.
You're not moving or anything, are you? This new job?
No, I'm not moving. I'm still here. I just don't know where.
Well, you'll be doing some installations probably too.
Yeah, well, just, yeah, they have different things.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm going to be writing. Program.
Do you know Zane Johnston?
No, I mean, I just started. I haven't even started. I'm supposed to start Monday.
Okay.
So that's where.
If you hear that name, Zane. He's one of our kids.
Here?
Yeah. Well, Audrey's housemate is his son.
Okay.
A very bright young man, 27.
All right.
Zane right. Johnston.
I'll look out for him.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
He started around 3 months ago, and the two people he started out with bailed. And now they made him a supervisor. Pretty just like that. Lead man.
Become a supervisor quick, huh?
Yeah, 2 months. I guess they didn't like climbing the tower, huh?
Yeah, it's sort of, well, he's taking care of his grandpa in his grandpa's apartment.
Oh.
I'm going to get sidetracked on this. Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to identify a couple of volunteers to get on the board.
All right.
You definitely need to get a 5-person so you can maintain a quorum.
Okay. So we'll look for 2 more. I mean, like I said, my wife in the worst case scenario, I would like it not to be, so just so it could be more.
Well, we have Audrey here, and she's got plenty of time on her hands, she told me.
Well, yeah, I've been around a long time. That's, you know, that's a good thing, also.
That's a good thing, see?
I'm thinking somebody younger who has a computer, I don't, you know.
You're 39, I know. Come on, we got a computer. Mm-hmm. Would you like to be part of the board?
Well, sure, you know, I'm interested. Just I don't know how efficient I'd be. I mean, I'm 91, not 21.
No.
So.
As he's out there pulling a trailer out of her garage, you know. Hey, what are you doing? I'll pull a trailer out of your garage. Okay.
All right, so. I mean, we could identify two before the next meeting or try to get people recruited.
Are you interested? Is your name Jean or what?
No, my name is Marcy.
Oh, Marcy, that's right. It's okay, I'm a handicapped Vietnam era veteran, okay? Got shot in the head. Friendly fire.
Thank you for your service.
Marcy, would you like to be on the board? Well, we sure appreciate your assistance, though.
I will assist.
That's what I like to hear.
I'll assist with anything.
Oh, no, I've had my
turn. Whoa, did you see this?
I'll point over here.
I mean, maybe what we could do.
I understand.
Two houses for sale right now. Maybe we could recruit those new.
Make it a prerequisite to join the board.
You need to join the board to move out.
I think I should put something up on the bulletin board. Please participate with Mountain Valley Estates.
You get more.
Show up here and find out what's going on in your home.
Well, if we get a newsletter out, you can put that into the newsletter.
You get more notice if you put the sign by a pothole.
There you go. Good point. Oh, by the way, did you patch that one hole?
No.
Who did that?
I'm not sure.
We didn't.
Nope.
Well, I know that.
I
said, oh, Michael did that.
I saw on Facebook somebody else did it.
A guy named Mike.
Yeah, another one.
Bonanza, that room right there.
Oh.
Young kid.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk to this young whippersnapper.
Yeah, well, actually,
he's not in the association.
This isn't something that's on the agenda, but I'll at least mention it right now for you guys to think about. You may want to put it on a future agenda. There is a defunct HOA. Track 3242, which is Bonanza and these streets right here. They quit meeting and doing everything years ago, but they're still responsible for the roads just like Mountain Valley is. You may want to talk to them and see if they want to combine, because you can do more with, you know, the bigger the association is, you've got more resources. So it's something to think about.
Are they driving on our road?
Of course, and they're actually supposed to be maintaining this section. It's their responsibility.
And the county hasn't got on that?
Oh, no. The only thing you could do is sue them. But when they get sued, then all of them are going to have to pay. But, you know, if the association could sue them for the maintenance of the road.
So, we're not responsible from
all the way down
to the sign.
That ravine that says like Deer Crossing, right?
Oh, it's that far?
It's not really a gray area. It's spelled out in the formation documents. The HOA is responsible for ingress and egress to track 3312. So any road that's not somebody else is not maintaining, if it goes to 3312, the association is responsible to maintain it for their members. That's the way it was set up, which is...
Okay, wait, but you just said that the other association is responsible.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so Mountain Valley would have to sue this other association.
Right. I get that.
Yep.
So, we really need to talk to the association's attorney. The attorney you guys have is really good. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know just HOA. He has a whole division of real estate law. So you guys really need to bring him in and talk to him.
Yeah, and that would be one of the things.
Can you forward it? Do you know him personally?
I've met him and worked with him on numerous occasions.
Okay.
We don't have that. We're not.
Yeah. So if I call him, I said, "You've been referred by Marcy." And,
well, no, he works for us. We have a retainer.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's our guy.
I know his assistant more than I know him.
Okay. Hey, David, why don't you call them and say, hey, why don't you get these goddamn other associations to fix their road? We can't get to our homes.
Well, like I said,
can't get up the hill.
Like Randy said, you'd have to sue all the homeowners back.
Well, you'd have to sue that
association.
And the court would have to appoint a receiver for that association because there's nobody on that board
or
anything.
Therefore, it would be all 50 or 30 homeowners or whatever.
They haven't operated. They haven't collected assessments in years. They haven't done anything. They just kind of ignored it all. So it would be an expensive, messy court proceeding to get it straightened out. That's why it might be easier to approach them, possibly with a letter from counsel, advising them they're responsible for this road, and suggesting that maybe they want to join forces.
Yeah.
And that way, it's a friendly thing, and everybody can get back to getting it done. But just a thought.
But then we don't know the condition of their roads, and we have enough with our roads.
Theirs are all dirt except for this.
Yeah, they have someone taking care of their roads, so theirs are probably better than ours.
No, they've got a few homeowners that just kind of scrape them once in a while.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
They're probably in better shape.
I guess none of our homeowners have tractors.
But anyway, that's just something you guys might want to consider, because the Again, the association's responsible for ingress and egress, but there is another association that's supposed to be maintaining this road, and that would be your option, would be to sue them.
Do you know what their previous association dues were? Because that's
last time they assessed them, they were $40.
So then
that's how far back.
You're telling all those people to pay $200 and pissing them off.
Well, but you're going to tell them that otherwise they're going to get sued and they're going to pay a lot more.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be paying attorney's fees and everything else.
If we win the lawsuit.
Yeah. But the thing is, I owned this place for about 17 years, and the person prior to that owned it for 5. And when they bought it, Mr. Rogers, have you ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
He said there's no association.
On that side of the road, there's not.
Oh.
Oh.
It's on this side of the road.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so you pay dues.
No.
No, and that's because on that side of the road.
I didn't know.
That makes sense.
But on that side of the road.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That side of the road is outside of the association.
Really?
Yep. That's the line.
Huh. So everybody from Bonanza up, they're all new people now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But suggesting a lawsuit does seem
but like. But starting at Tanganda. To just to up to 3312's boundary, that's 3242.
Mm-hmm. But if council contacts them, it might put like a thorn up there, just to let them know, hey, maybe you should be maintaining your roads for us.
Well, the problem is, who do you contact?
Actually,
I see there's those.
There's probably somebody, right?
Well, actually, yes, it goes back to whoever was on the last filing with the Secretary of State, if they're still a homeowner. If they're not a homeowner,
yeah,
they have nothing to do with it. But whoever's the last people on the with the Secretary of State as their board, if any of those are left, they would be the ones that would be responsible.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a hand, but that was over 40 years ago.
It's been a while.
Well,
it sounds like another form of procrastination.
And all I'll do is piss people off.
And try
we want to make this corrigible area, we don't want people feuding.
If the county hasn't been out,
they've been right on the road.
My thought, they wouldn't come after us if we went to the phone.
Nothing will happen until somebody gets mad and sues.
No.
And then you've got to defend it.
Unless there's an accident or something on a road that we're responsible for.
And somebody files a claim. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be a lawsuit. And then
it's more.
Then the judge is going to appoint a receiver, and everybody's going to pay the bill. Pretty much.
Wow.
No, the association will have to handle it.
Unless the association, if everybody quits, then that's what happens. The court appoints a receiver.
Unless we LLC it before we do it so that we can hide our names. And then shut it down.
Would we want to see it back to something positive?
Okay. Yep.
So I want to see if somebody was in an accident on this road here with all the potholes that they're responsible for.
I don't know how it would go out because I don't know what all the documents state.
Yes, yes.
Then I'm not an attorney.
There is a big hole that's just past Sunview. It's a very deep hole. And I don't know who's responsible for that. But
nobody. There is a no man's land from Sunview to Spur Court. That's actually a dedicated road to the county that's never been accepted. So there is nobody that's responsible for that other than the property owner whose property it sits on. And it's questionable how much responsibility they have. It's just an easement across their property.
Except
so why wouldn't we accept responsibility?
We don't want to add anything that we already don't. We don't want to add anything that we're not responsible for right yet.
Yeah, it's not our road. We're just responsible for ingress and egress to the association roads. So because of that, it makes us responsible to make sure that the members can get through there. But as far as the road itself, it's not our road. So it's kind of a no man's land.
Randy, the way I look at it, probably the best thing to do, I feel, just fix the friggin' holes.
Yes.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them fixed. And I don't care if the people come up to say, well, thanks for fixing the holes.
Well, that's what we used to do.
Well, I feel that's the best way. But I'll pay for it. I don't care.
But there might be another way. The people on this other association, if you go to them, ask them, would you like to donate?
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
Don't worry about money.
So the case that you want to get into that, Roger.
Yeah,
Well, if you fix it, and then I go,
I don't want anybody to fix it.
I go damage my neck on your fixed pothole, then you're liable. So that's my guy.
Oh, I see.
It does incur some liability. Yep.
So it's like, yeah, we could be nice as much as we want.
I'll do it at midnight.
My thought too.
I'll do it at midnight. You'll never know who did it.
The coyotes did it.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I'd like to fix the whole
thing. Just fix the friggin' things. I'll take the responsibility. Shit. They want to sue me, they won't get anything. really. Where do you get this stuff? I want to get
each bag three cubic foot. At Home Depot, it's like $30.
I'll get it. Okay.
I think that's you said a big trailer.
That's why we were going to get a truckload.
Well, let's just start with the holes. You know, I'll get a few bags of that, and let's get this done this week.
A few bags doesn't go very far. You're better off just getting a truckload and getting to it.
Well, for these potholes, Randy, what do you estimate?
A lot.
You'll go
through a truck and trailer load just filling potholes.
Just filling potholes, yeah. Just filling this stretch right here.
You could fill a whole truck?
At least 5K. You'll go through 20 ton.
5K, is that what, 5K?
I don't know. I've never priced it. But yeah, you'll go through 20 ton easy. It won't take long.
Just because they're deep?
20 ton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's to do the whole road, right? I just want to fix the holes.
No.
You mean that little friggin' hole?
That little friggin' hole takes a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the big hole out here costs $120 to fill if you were to go buy.
You're kidding.
At Home Depot. Yeah,
you're kidding.
I was going to go buy the full pass myself.
Right.
I ran into the same thing. I don't got $120. Got a job.
Well, David's got it, so.
I knew that would come around eventually.
Come on, David, let's get Home Depot, man. Hey, I'll bring my shovel.
You sell your house and just move in with him.
Hey, he won't have me, though. All
right.
He doesn't want the neighborhood to go down. All
right. So now we're on what number?
If we're not going to Home Depot, where do we go?
We had to buy a truckload, which is from somewhere in Bakersfield or Mojave or...
Bakersfield. Yeah.
Then they deliver it, we put it on the cul-de-sac, right? Mm-hmm. Our cul-de-sac, do we know where to go?
Yeah,
how much is a truckload?
I don't know. I haven't priced it.
Oh, now we know because the oil.
Well, it's going to be
5 to 10.
It's going to be high because of the price of asphalt and stuff.
Well, sure, everything's gone up, right?
Yeah. On that subject, you're going to need a grader, and your grader has a bad flat tire.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I need to get up there and air the tires up. I haven't been up there in a while.
Well, one of the rear tires is real flat.
Yeah.
And we got to remember, these aren't ordinary potholes that are standing up there,
right,
under there. Remember John Scroggum?
Yeah.
One time I was driving down the road, he was there with his tractor working on the road, and I could see it in his face. He shook his head, and he just, there's a spring under there. There's a little ready. Mm-hmm.
Well, the road follows the creek, so there's groundwater the whole length. Yep.
That cold patch is made out of that old asphalt. What is it?
I can.
It's asphalt and
oil
and rock.
And rock.
Mm-hmm. Asphalt and aggregate.
And they just call it cold patch, right?
Yeah, if you go by Home Depot all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Before the restrooms and that roof, that roofing material aisle.
Okay.
All right, so we're on number.
Maybe we could go to Home Depot in Lancaster when we're down there next week.
Okay. the combiner, we know that the tire just needs to be replaced, or...
It's aired.
At least aired up.
Oh, aired up there. Okay, we'll try that start.
Is there any power nearby? Because we have a couple of big compressors.
A what?
Well, we have a couple of big compressors, or I do. Is there any power source nearby to...
Near the combiner?
No.
I don't have anything in the...
I got a small pancake compressor. Would that do it, Randy?
It takes a while.
Okay.
It takes a while. I'll take the truck up there and I'll air them up.
Yeah, generator in it?
It's got a gas-powered compressor. It's an hour process to fill up all the tires.
Thank you.
It takes a while.
Okay, well, at least so we can baseline if we have to get any new tires.
But that way I can start it up and let it run for that time, too, while I'm airing them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. They just leak, they lose air.
Too close.
So you think we're on number 7 now?
Yeah.
All right. Discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures, which we're doing that this week.
Yeah, we sort of did, yeah.
You know, we're attempting to run down there to Lancaster, right?
Yeah, I didn't have any of the bank statements, and neither did, Richard had some of the bank statements at the management company, but he didn't have them all because we didn't have the Union Bank. I'll forward those to him so he can do them, yes. But what I did get, I threw in here for you the credit card statement that I did have and the Wells Fargo statement that I was able to get. In Wells Fargo, you have $25,110 in that account. And if I remember right, a few months ago it was 15, so that tells me that we've collected about 10,000 in assessments already. He made multiple deposits. You have, what, 2, 4, 5 deposits in there. Yeah, 9,682.20 in deposits. So the assessments have been coming in.
I'm surprised.
So, but other than that, there is no financial report for you guys. He didn't get it prepared because he didn't have all the info.
Okay. All right, number 8, discussion of possible action approving newsletter. Do you have a newsletter?
We don't have one. I can draft one for you if you so desire. We do have what I put on the board, on the website when we first appointed members, just to let everybody know, but it was never mailed out. We can take that and expand on there, but you need to tell me what you want on the newsletter. I'd be happy to draft one, but you probably need a paragraph on trying to recruit board members.
Board members.
Mm-hmm. You may want to do something along the lines of...
Maybe a volunteer road.
Well, kind of like what the board is planning to do. That you want to fill potholes, you want to get a load of material, that kind of thing, to let people know what your intentions are. That you've been spending your time right now organizing, but that here's what we intend to start doing, and we need volunteers.
The second Saturday of December, they come to this room and find out what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a reminder of the board of when the board meetings are.
And the time.
Yeah.
And it might be worth explaining why there's been delays, because we haven't changed the bank account.
Right, and you have to organize, with the new board. Okay. Without a board meeting, we can't get together and discuss a newsletter to send out, but I can definitely send out drafts to all of you and get your comments back, and then I can put them together and, get a newsletter that, unless we wait till the next meeting or call a special meeting, you can't approve one, but I can get everybody's input and put one together and then send it to Richard and have him mail it out. That way we can get it out as soon as possible.
If we do it by next meeting, then it will be there too late.
Yeah, it's just that much later before you get it out. The sooner you get it out, the better, but if you want to wait and let everybody review it and approve it, that's fine too.
So you're saying you review and approve through email?
Well, not really, because we can't meet.
Special board meetings.
No,
right.
You know what?
Otherwise, it's a serial meeting, but...
Appoint somebody. You can draft it. Appoint somebody.
Somebody to approve it.
You guys can, right. Appoint somebody to approve
yep.
it.
Yep.
And then you're done.
Exactly.
So, well, you can approve
yep.
it.
Yep. All right. Yep. So there we go.
I'll approve it.
Once we get it drafted, then I'll send it to you for approval. Yep.
You see, that's why you should be.
It's a newsletter. Yeah, I'll approve that.
Exactly. You're not approving anything.
Yeah, not fixing a pothole.
You're not spending $5,000 on your own.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the board just appointed you to approve it. You're good.
Exactly. And that's all it takes is delegation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll approve the newsletter.
So that would be.
Maybe he sends it to me.
Yeah, if you want to make it official, you could even do a motion because we are on a line item that's in the agenda, and you can actually state that if you'd like. You know, I don't think it's necessary because the president takes care of day-to-day operations. The newsletter falls under day-to-day operations.
All right, number nine, discussion of possible.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Can we make sure that you have the address to mail those things to the management company, the address?
When we're all done, I'll scan. I'll get all this stuff from you guys. I'll scan it and send
it
to him.
Just hand them over.
So he'll have it all tomorrow.
Okay, I just want to make sure you have the address.
Yeah.
So we get those off.
It's on your statement.
My statement? Yes,
he doesn't read his own.
Number nine, discussion of possible action to review the RFPs for the reserve study to make a selection, which I think I saw on the very, very back page.
Yeah, we talked about that the last time, but our problem again is being able to sign a check.
Yep.
That's it.
You can still approve it and wait to sign the check.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcy, you have these people in mind, right?
No, we discussed it at the last meeting.
There were some questions everybody had. I don't know if anybody followed through and did any research on that, or if you're prepared to, you know, do one now. But you have the. I went ahead and reprinted the proposals for you.
See, we've only had one of those done. That was by you. I want to have it done by this professional outfit.
Yeah, I think everybody agreed that you wanted to get a professional one done.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have the name and address and all that.
It's right here.
It was just a matter of which one of the two companies you were interested in.
The Association Reserves and Strategic. Look at your packet, the very, very back pages. The last three.
Oh.
There
so see what's yes.
Can we decide we go with strategic reserves?
For $2,500 for the initial full report?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
or was it the flat?
Well, yeah. That's half the price as the other association.
Yeah, I think from my memory of our last discussion on all this, the biggest difference was that the association reserves kind of went a little bit further with their proposal and gave you more of a long term what it would cost to actually do the study and then to maintain the study, because the study needs to be done on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one everybody was leaning towards.
The cheaper one?
Yeah, I thought it was a $1,500
one, wasn't it? I do see that one. The no site visit for the association reserves, right?
They would do one on site and then two off site. Because you're required to do an on-site inspection every 3 years.
Oh.
And then that's the law.
Yeah, and what you had with the one was just the initial with the site visit. They quoted that one. They didn't give you any kind of a price for what it would be to come out the following year. Not to come out, but to actually update it the following year.
Gotcha. Like the level two, level threes of those.
Mm-hmm. Right, where the other one gave you the price for the full reserve study, it's almost double, but then they also told you what it would be for an update with site visit and an update without a site visit.
Or you can join their loyalty plan and you pay a flat fee.
The flat fee,
right.
Yeah.
So they would do all 3 years for that
fee.
Well, that's something that's required for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well that seems to make sense.
You're required to have one every 3 years, but then they need to be updated every year because when your budget goes out, you need to have accurate information.
Yep.
Well, then, good old state of California.
Uh-huh.
So wouldn't the flat fee be more appropriate?
The 2120 year.
I think so.
That makes more sense.
Let's get a few people to cover us, man. It's their responsibility.
But they, of course, are going to want a check.
Yeah, and I don't know if
well, they'll work with us. We'll call them. Hey, the check will come in the mail.
Huh? Well, yeah, but you can at least get them started, and they'll right. give you a bill, and right. they don't have to do anything until they get their money.
I'll just tell them my name is Roger Smith.
But I mean, you can approve it now and let them know that, and then
right.
once the checking account is fixed, then you can pay it.
The other thing you can do is table it and then wait, and we can go back and ask. I should have done that already. Sorry. Strategic reserves, what the cost would be for the other two, if you want to wait and see what that would be so that you can compare it.
Yeah.
No. Which one are we talking about? The first one.
The first. Yeah.
Well, what's the name of it?
You can go apples to apples.
Right. You can ask them to update their quote for 3 years.
Ask them for the level 2 and level 3.
Yeah.
They're giving you the NE numbers.
Right.
Now, who's going to take care of this?
Now, I can tell you from my perspective.
Let me call them. I'll call them.
Yeah, give them a just let them know, hey, we're in the market, you know, and maybe they can work with us.
Just from my perspective, when I see something like this where this company didn't quote everything and this one did, makes me like the one that did because yeah. they went a step above. That's just my personal feelings. They went a little bit further and gave you more information than the other one did. So that means they're working a little harder for you. But that's just what I see when I read something like that.
That was the one we were leaning towards, anyway.
The 2120.
Yeah,
but we were going to just do the...
No, I think we were talking about the flat fee because that levels it out. You don't have to worry about it. It's the same amount every year. I think that's what everybody was kind of leaning towards, but yeah. we were just... And I think that's where we left off. We were thinking about getting an updated quote from the other one. So we're about the same place.
I'll put a motion to approve the associate reserve one, the 2120 a year. But once the checks and stuff get approved so that we can move forward with that one.
Well, I'll second that.
Because even if it's 2120 a year, it's still cheaper than the $24.99 initial cost.
It feels more like a full deal, too. You know, I feel like they're covering all bases for us, which we want.
Well, we're required to have.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, plus it'll give you a good idea of where we're really at.
Right, exactly.
You get a professional study to give you an idea of what you actually need, and that because that's going to tell you what you need to set your assessments at.
I have a feeling we're all going to be. Yes.
Do they provide nooses as well?
Number 10, discussion of possible action to purchase insurance coverage for the motor grader.
And I did contact our insurance agent, but I didn't contact him until yesterday, so I haven't gotten a response yet. To get an idea of what, first off, I asked him whether or not our existing liability coverage extends to our operation of that. And it probably doesn't because we don't have owned auto coverage. That would typically fall under owned auto. And then I also asked him to give us a quote for comprehensive coverage for it, which would cover the machine if something happened to it. So
still waiting on him.
Yeah, we'll see what they come back with.
All right, number 11, discussion of possible action, approving rental agreement for use of members' tractors for road repairs.
Yeah.
Well, the situation is he isn't sure what he wants to do. This is out of my friend Daniel. He's on Parcel 77. He has a 75 horsepower trailer, tractor, mm-hmm. with a trailer. He would be willing to do some services for us, but I'm not sure if he's going to be in town. I can't rely on the guy. You know, he's one way the next week. So how can I recommend somebody like that? I can't. It's against my nature. Yeah.
Did he not say that his tractor was for sale?
He did. $25,000, and then the trailer was $20,000.
Oh, I didn't know there was a price.
Yeah, it's the trailer that you can drive up onto, you know, that automatically, and it's brand new.
And he can't take these things back to Wisconsin with him. So,
is he leaving her?
Pardon me?
Is he leaving? Oh, just yes or no, I don't know the story.
I can't give you a yes or no because he hasn't given me a yes or no.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's kind of wishy-washy.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, a wonderful man. He's a supervisor for the truck stop at Love's, and he has his own machine shop, mechanic, automotive repair shop here in town. Really nice young man.
If the board had their checking account access, the auction's going on right now, and they've got about four or five tractors. You already approved buying one.
Yeah, we did. Maybe for 35.
But again, we got to get the checking account and everything else arranged first, and you've got to figure out who's going to operate it at that point.
All right, so then we could kind of scratch number 11 for now, then, because our just because that was the only option.
But
all right, number 12, discussion of possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment and purchases, and other maintenance needs.
I think we've sort of covered that.
Yeah, I think we still got street signs that are back here that could be installed. There's, of course, potholes. Number 13, discussion of possible action of volunteer list to repair and maintenance crew, organization duties, job descriptions, qualifications.
Stupid question on the potholes. I know you're talking about filling it with asphalt, but can we fill those with dirt? I'm not a road guy, so I don't know.
You can. It helps temporarily, but it's very temporary because the dirt pushes right back out. Every time a car drives over it, some of it comes out. So pretty soon you've got the pothole again. It might last a week if you're lucky.
What about gravel?
Big gravel.
Same thing. It's going to push it right out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have something that'll kind of bind together. Best thing to fill them with is concrete.
Yeah.
Then everything wears around it. Yeah, exactly.
So that kind of changes, right? Making sure we can maintenance crew, organization duties, job descriptions.
The thing to keep in mind is before you use volunteers, you have to make sure that you...
covered.
But you have to... For our insurance coverage, you have to make sure that they are put on the agenda and that you make a list of who they are in a board meeting so that they're added to the minutes.
Otherwise, make a committee.
Yeah.
Make a committee of it, and then you put the committee members' names in the minutes.
Or without a committee, you can do it. You just have to, here is our volunteer list, and you have to list everybody. It has to be in the minutes so that they're covered under our insurance.
Our old minutes,
we still have some that are in there. We'd have to go through, and we need to keep an updated list, basically, is what it comes down to, and approve it. The ideal thing is I would probably do it, anytime it changes, need to read it at the board meeting, and here it is again.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's the biggest thing. And from a liability standpoint, you also need to think about putting together some kind of job descriptions and qualifications for these people as well, just as if they were employees, because in the eyes of California, a volunteer is an employee. And you're liable for them just like you would be any other employee. So you need to make sure that they're not going to hurt themselves, those kind of things.
And I think that kind of leads into the next one. Discussion and possible action to continue use of volunteer labor or use of licensed contractors and or use of paid staff to perform maintenance and repair of the association property and facilities, because that's...
Mm-hmm. Until we get the bank account sorted out, all these small
houses
are going to move. Okay, if you were going to go out and pay somebody, the first thing you need is a proposal.
Yeah.
Proposals don't cost you. So you can go get a contractor to come out and see how much it would cost to build the potholes. You're not saying you're
going to
approve it. You're just giving a proposal.
Yes, we just want an estimate.
Right.
All right. I'll put a motion on the table.
I would assume that would be super expensive.
It could be.
Yeah. You could also
put potholes.
It's worth finding out.
Look, I can swing a shovel just like anybody else, and I'd rather.
No, you can't.
Oh, you sure?
I've watched you.
Well, I can punch nails too.
You're,
but really,
ultimately,
holes.
ultimately, you need to go to paid contractors to get this stuff done, because you can see how the volunteers work out.
No, yeah, I mean, the volunteers aren't going to...
And you're going to
be enough of us and enough time...
And you burn them out because they all have their own things to do.
I can round people up.
So,
yeah, but you're going to burn... You do it one time, but when you do it the second time and the third time, when that contractor, if we pay them quarterly to come out and fill the worst ones, you know, 500... I know it's not $500, but $500 to go fill a couple potholes quarterly.
Well, the thing is, we're filling potholes that aren't even our responsibility.
That's why you need to get your attorney.
Yeah, you know, really, we should get this addressed.
About what we should be doing or not doing. Because
yeah.
We shouldn't be spending money that's not ours.
That's correct.
We don't have that much money. Okay. So if you need the attorney to come in and say, yes, you need to do this, or no, you don't need to do that. No, you're responsible for this, or no, you're not responsible for that.
Well, that's what the reserve study
personally
kind of answers some of it, no?
Personally, Marcy.
No, actually, they need to know that for the reserve study. What all are you going to maintain?
Yeah.
Marcy, personally, I just think... Let's get these things filled, as soon as possible. Because I want to get to litigation.
We don't have money to pay for places that aren't ours to repair.
Well, this is true. This is true. But if it would make peace in the area to fill up a few little holes.
Make peace in the area for people to come and help pay for those, okay?
Okay, well, I'll put up a donation box or something. I don't care. Shit, help me fill the goddamn holes.
Donate. Okay.
Donate.
All right, so what we could do is we'll call and get a free estimate to see how much it costs.
Yeah, I can imagine the contractors.
Well, it's not
so that you can see how much.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's good to know. That's
to fill the potholes, you're going to be $40,000 to $50,000.
Well, so then you'll get that estimate, and you'll say, I don't want to do that part of the road no more. I don't care about it.
Right. See, I got another estimate, you know?
And when you fill the potholes, as soon as you fill them, you're going to have new ones starting. It's that quick. The last time we went out and got some proposals. We actually talked to a couple of different contractors on how to fix this road, and their recommendation was a 2-inch overlay over the whole thing rather than filling potholes. Just put a 2-inch overlay over the entire road.
That's 37 million a mile.
It gets something up there like pretty close to them. It's not cheap.
Well, and then that's not even ours.
I'm not even talking about this. I would talk about first thing you want to do is take care of the road.
I want to take care of these little holes right now so I don't drive and have to goddamn dodge a fucking hole every damn time. Okay? That's what I want.
You don't like that?
No. No, I don't like that. I just want to fill the friggin' holes. That's it. I'll do it with my own money. I don't care.
That's a personal
problem. I'll go get some cold patch and do it.
Don't forget when you're talking about ingress and egress, there's also equestrian up here. We have a very short piece of equestrian up at the top, but you're responsible for ingress and egress, which means all the way down equestrian and over to Tanganda and down to Sand Canyon. And that's all dirt road.
We're responsible for the horse trails?
You're responsible to get the people in to the association. But what I would recommend is that you ask council for an opinion on what the association is responsible for road maintenance.
I'd also ask them in that, how do we shut this thing down and make it completely legal?
I already broached that question with them, and they confirmed what I had already assumed, and that is the only way you can get out, that you can shut down the association, is to get the county to take the roads. Good luck.
Or I'll just show up every Saturday and keep reading these things and just make no action.
Well, that's what I'm on here.
Because
otherwise, the HOA still has to be here and still has to be responsible. If everybody quits doing anything, then the court appoints a receiver.
Yeah.
And that gets what they said is that gets extremely expensive, and you have no control over what they're going to do.
But the receiver is Don Rooney.
Yeah.
The court's going to appoint a receiver, which is a paid professional that's going to get lots of money.
He's going to take all the money, though.
So, but anyway, if you guys would like, or if you want to do it, we just need to ask council to review the bylaws and the other formation documents and advise what we are responsible for ingress and egress.
So we could give that to the reserve study.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And
yeah, well, let's
get council's opinion on what, how much of this you're actually responsible for. The other side of it is, now the association may want to go further than what they're responsible for just because it keeps the members happy because they don't like dodging the potholes. See, that it was done for members' convenience all this time. That's what it's for, is the members' convenience. It's not because we're responsible for this road, but it keeps the members happy.
I'm going to strongly suggest you stay out of that conversation for right now.
Okay.
Okay? Because we don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we should be maintaining what we're responsible for. Okay? I understand members want to be happy. I don't like dodging those potholes either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But our money needs to be spent on what we're responsible for, not what we're not responsible for.
Yep. And that's what this board has to decide, what they want to do. I mean, I'm just telling you what boards have done prior. But, and again, I do agree, though, getting council's opinion.
That was a mismanagement of funds. Okay? The funds that this association pays is for their maintenance of their roads. We don't have money to be paying for things that aren't ours. Okay, we just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you, if you ask general counsel, they tell you that too. Plus, if you start assuming stuff, then everybody else is going to assume that that's ours to repair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a good assumption.
Yeah. The one good thing I can tell you is in recent history, while I've been involved, we haven't spent any money on this. What was spent was volunteer time and labor and donated materials. So there wasn't any actual expenditure for any of it.
Thank God.
Yeah. But at least there's that part. Now, when it was paved, that was a different story. And that was a long time ago, multiple boards ago.
20, 30 years ago?
No, not that long, but it's been quite a while.
2006, yeah. I think, when they started.
But that was what was decided at that time. And again, that's what those are things the boards have decided over the years. Again, we're responsible for ingress and egress. Where that line gets drawn is, it, even with council's opinion, it's still a board decision on where you draw that line. You know, you're just going to base it on council's opinion. But the board still has to draw the line.
And business judgment rule, if the board would operates outside of what their professionals tell them, okay, you don't want to do that either.
Right.
You hire these professionals to come in and tell you stuff, so you want to follow their advice.
If
you don't like their advice and you want to go get another opinion, okay.
Right.
But you better make sure that you're following their opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't want
to. That's another reason why I don't want anything to do with this, is because I moved out to Sand Canyon to move away from Bear Valley. And this is what this is. I just don't want to be a part of it.
Unfortunately, we all live in it.
No, I mean, I moved out of Bear Valley to move to Sand Canyon because I don't want to be a part of this.
But we're all in an association.
No, I mean, I can say I'm paying my dues and.
I understand, not being part of the.
I can make this thing defunct right now and freaking leave. Because then we'll be three members down short.
Right.
And I know everyone else here moved away from Bear Valley. So it just it's very frustrating because I just don't want anything done with the roads. I'd rather just drive my Jeep over a dirt road in the country because that's where I'm at. So
I understand that.
So
yeah. Yep.
So, unfortunately, and I agree with you on that. But the problem is, to be honest,
that's not my problem.
Well, if anybody gets hurt on there,
everybody gets sued.
That's the problem.
Everybody.
We all are in this together.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Well,
that's why I say if
it's not my problem.
Even if it comes down to a judge,
hasn't happened yet.
No, thank God.
Thank God.
But even if it comes down to a judge appointing a receiver, everybody gets that bill. Everybody.
If it happens.
Yeah, and it gets attached to your property.
If it happens.
As a lien.
Right.
If it happens. We're using fear tactics. Oh, there's going to be World War III tomorrow.
No.
The liability is pretty great.
Well, I mean, we would say, hey, put that sign up that says no riding your UTV going 45 mile an hour ride the road. Whoever's doing that. that's an issue. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, there are rules adopted for the roads. The problem is trying to enforce them. Because like you just said, whoever's doing that.
The rules are there, so if they get hurt and try to sue us, they didn't follow the rule.
That really isn't a very good...
Actually, you know what? We just had a...
And that would be my opinion. That would be what I would take with my lawyer's opinion.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be partnering with anybody here in this association, because all these cases would be individual.
The rule, if there's one thing, if somebody's driving an ATV and gets hurt with the rule posted like it is, you can include in that rule that if you do break that rule, that the association is not liable. Now, whether that will carry into a lawsuit or not, but I just have, this just came up for an association that I'm working on where they have an egress and for e-bikes. And the big concern is they have, this is a small association, so they just have like a driveway. And one of the things that the attorney wrote into their rules was that exactly, that the association is not going to be liable for your egress and exit when you're riding on something, you know, for that. So I bet you that you...
Is that because it's posted? Is it, as long as it's posted?
It's in their rules. It's not posted anywhere. It's just in their rules.
Well, even posted would even be like twice as good.
Our signs
be posted.
That are posted need to be upgraded.
I like those signs.
But a motorcycle, that's what's going to get hurt out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Going in a pothole. Which is licensed in here. The whole thing is getting there.
Yeah. Now, it's something to look at for the rules. It may be something that you want to amend in the rules now is to put something in there.
We just want to make sure that we're not responsible for those problems.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we got plenty of our own that we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it might be something that you want, that the board wants to look at, is to amend the rules to add a disclaimer in there that a violation of the rules absolves the association of responsibility.
And I think you ought to post them, upgrade your postings.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been upgraded for a long time.
Yeah, posting really covers a lot.
Yeah, and one of the things that are up there is saying that we can't shoot back here. That's very wrong, because when the sheriff was here the other day, he said we can't shoot, and we just can't hunt. So the no hunting thing is wrong. So whatever's back there, those signs say no shooting or whatever. And there's specific people that have told me not to shoot. Those people should be reprimanded.
I have not seen any signs that say don't shoot.
Yeah, it says
no negligent firearm shooting right there. So it's like, I asked the sheriff what's negligent, and he couldn't give me an answer.
You just target practice.
So.
Yeah, see, I always figured you couldn't target practice just because of those signs. That's interesting.
No, you could shoot.
I shot on my property, and had the sheriff call on me, and he came out and he looked to see where I was shooting. It was sand behind where I was shooting. He said,
You have to be so far from an inhabited structure.
500 feet.
Yeah. Whatever it is, you have to have enough room to be away from any inhabited structures.
Right.
But other than that, there's nothing that stops.
Who put those signs up? Our association?
That was several years ago.
I would like to make a motion.
There's been numerous signs. Well, actually, is that sign on association property or not? You got to determine that first.
Going up in.
A lot of these roads are not our roads.
No. Okay.
So unless it's on Sunview or on Sand Canyon beyond Spur Court.
Mountain Valley Association on the sign.
Take a picture.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with which sign it is.
Not ours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've read them.
Because just like the bulletin board is not on association property.
Right. It needs to go across the street.
It's in the road easement, but it's not on association property. But anyway.
That means you should be wearing a yellow, orange vest.
Oh my God, when I'm putting in the thumbtacks?
Number 15, the discussion of possible action and disposition of the motor grader. I think that's just off, right? I mean,
it's up to the board if they want to take any actions.
I think I made a mistake and didn't take that one off. We're also looking at insurance on it, so
yeah.
I don't think we're going to get rid of it, at least at this point. Number 16, any board member requests for future agenda items?
I'll make I'll say that I think we ought to change those signs and I'll put it under that for a future agenda.
I second that.
Upgrade those signs.
Is there anything else on the signs than, you know, is you see ATV, you see... Is
it somebody sprayed over it. Somebody sprayed over those ATV. No ATV.
I haven't even looked.
Get the shotgun, David.
There I'm thinking guys, about it, but I'll probably use it on the cell.
Just the other day, and they're, you know, they were on our association too, and they were not allowed to have them on there. But
call the special forces. I'll be there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we came up with before. Who's yeah. going
to
be the cop?
And you really don't have to put a separate agenda item for the signs because you've got item 12 that we pretty much keep on all the agendas, which is discussion possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, and other maintenance needs.
Yeah.
So that's the catch-all. You can approve replacing them anytime. I would suggest once you get the stop signs replaced, then look at the other signs.
But we got to find a volunteer to do that.
But we do have a good stack of stop signs to go out there and put up.
Brand new one.
Yep.
Yep.
Poles and everything.
So what's involved in that? Digging a hole?
Getting you approved as a volunteer to do it.
And, well, the biggest thing, somebody needs to volunteer to organize
the committee,
a work crew.
Do we have to...
I'll do that. I'll be happy to do
but
that.
But I'm putting up those stop signs. Do they have to be in a certain spot? Because I know, like in the city, they do.
There is a specification. There is a you know where they need to go, which is no problem. I can print that out for you anytime. Also. Once you figure out where you're going to put them, you don't have to be all that accurate because it doesn't have to be perfect. But you want to get them in the ballpark of where they're supposed to go because, yes, you can get sued if it's not, you know, where it's supposed to be. But as long as you're taking reasonable care to put it there, you know, nobody's going to argue with that. But once you figure out where they're going to go, you have to mark it, and then you have to call 811 to tell them you're going to be putting in post holes so that you make sure that everybody gets to mark their utilities so you don't drive it through a phone line or a water line or something along those, you know. And then once they come out and mark all their utilities, if there are any in that area, then you can go ahead and drive the posts in, and that's simply all it is.
And then see you have 4 feet.
No, it's just take a sledgehammer and drive the post in the ground, and then you bolt the rest of the post to it and bolt the stop sign on that. They're real simple. They go in just like a fence post. You just drive it in the ground. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay, I can volunteer for that committee.
All right.
Yeah, I just need somebody to take the bull by the horns and organize. You know, schedule a time when people are going to meet and go out and do it.
How much cold pack do you think it would take to fill these little holes all the way up to, like, the 17?
I would say about 50.
It's going to take a lot. It's amazing.
How many?
Well, isn't going to do it.
No, 50. 50. Okay. I'd say if you got about 50.
50 what?
Of those bags.
It took about a half a backhoe bucket for each pothole.
Wow.
Every time
you're kidding.
No,
it compresses.
Yeah, pack it in. You have to pound. You have to drive over it and pack it in. Just pouring it in doesn't do it. You have to pack it down.
Well, I know you blow it out. You Henry's, and then you put it in, pack it in. You were saying the car would even roll it, pack it down.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll bring a real packer. Okay.
No, but that's the thing. You're bringing.
It takes a bit of
effort. Hey, I'll do it at midnight.
30, that's not, yeah.
Well, really.
We use a tractor to roll, but.
I can't.
Make something very heavy. And we made it, when we did it, we made it raised.
Yeah.
So when the traffic went over.
Sure, press it. Right.
And we're smooth.
His name was Mike. When I stopped, I thought it was you.
Oh, yeah.
You met him too?
No, I saw him on Facebook. I saw him, yeah.
Yeah, and I stopped, you know, and talked to him, and he was doing it right. He had a chisel, and he was chiseling out the pieces.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, putting the base down.
He's doing it right. He said,
what do you mean you chisel
yeah.
out?
The problem is,
extra pieces around the edges.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now,
okay.
The so problem is,
square
you can do that. That's the best way to do the pothole. However, you're going to spend so much time, you're never going to get them filled. The best way to go out to do them is literally go out there, dump a bucket of cold patch over right. it, smooth it out, and go on to the next one.
Right.
And then.
But Henry's underneath it.
I just put it down.
Okay.
Cool. It holds.
The cold patch.
It got shit and stuff.
It holds almost as good doing that as the other way, and you can get them all done in a day.
Would anybody have any problems?
The other way, you're out there for a couple of months.
Potholes in next week.
What you want to do is go get.
I'll get a cold patch.
Go get two bags.
Then. Right. Let's just start.
Well, this isn't the association's role. If you go out there and fill potholes, who's going to care?
Well,
you're more than welcome to.
He just wants to see how many it's going to take to.
Yeah, I want these people to know in our track that things are being done.
This isn't our.
They don't know that. They have no idea.
Right.
Well, basically, we don't even know.
Well, I didn't know.
If you get two things of cold patch,
yeah,
you can try it out.
Okay, let me try it. Let me try.
I'll help you.
All right.
But just to show you.
And I got David in his rubber boots.
So he's 60 okay. bucks right there. And you're not going to get a hold of it.
Well, and if you want to come over here with a shovel and break it up, there's still some cold patch out here. It was just spread out to the point where I couldn't get it with the tractor anymore. But well, there's still some material out here.
I'll bring my bucket.
You got, yeah. All you got to do is scoop it up.
How do I get back there?
Drive through the gate.
And is it lit? Is it locked? Is there any? Is the gate locked?
There's still a bunch of oil out there too. Yeah.
Shit. There's material on site.
Mm-hmm. There's
on,
a little
David.
Bit. It's just it got to the point where it was there wasn't enough there for me to scoop up anymore with the tractor.
Well, a few little holes, maybe they can. Mm-hmm.
But he said it took a half a bucket
at a time.
All right.
Yeah. You can start out with some small potholes. You can start out with some small ones.
Right.
And see how it goes. Yeah.
Sure.
But you're welcome to try with that stuff. It has to be broken up because it's been out there for a couple of years. It's dried up.
The best way to break it, why do you break it up?
In the
just
summer.
Take a shovel and. Yeah. In the afternoon, after the sun's been on it all day.
Okay.
Got a hammer?
It'll break up.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to put it in a hole.
The winter does it.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's.
We always filled them in the summer.
Yeah, they work a lot better in the summer.
So we're already out.
Could I take butane and heat it up? You know.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think Phil has that.
I remember, I live on top of the hill, Marcy.
I know.
The torch.
Make sure the torch is not by my house, okay?
Oh, I know where you live.
But I think the torch that we have, it did belong to the association.
A torch?
We had it.
Yeah, a propane torch.
Yeah.
One of the big ones that uses like a barbecue bottle.
Right.
It's pretty hot, and we did use that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think after you put it in, stomp it down and give it some heat too, you know. I don't know the
you
road business.
That's right. Yeah, I would just wait till the spring or summer.
Right. No.
Temperature.
No. Next week.
Ooh.
I want it done next week before Thanksgiving, and relatives come and visit for Thanksgiving.
Frame. That's an idea. Save your engine oil.
There you go.
Well, you've got to get it ready for Santa as well.
It's not as easy as you think it is.
You'd probably be better off.
Hey, I've been in many situations where people have said that. And I'd get out late. We were finished by noon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Oh, good Lord.
Drop them off at the comedy store in L.A.?
Well, I wish you luck, because I don't want to pop a
hole. Okay, well, I want to see this stuff in the back. And I'm bring my torch and my shovel and my buckets.
Can you be careful with that torch?
Hey, David, watch me.
You don't do it now.
Well, this is the right time of year for the torch.
There you go.
It's got some moisture in it.
You ain't starting any fire.
But, there's still some of that material that I had donated.
Okay.
So there's still some out there. You're welcome to it.
Now, would we be interested in buying that tractor, that 75 horsepower tractor?
Not at that price.
It's a cat. Oh, you think it's too expensive?
Okay, yeah.
Daniels.
They're expensive.
He said 25,000, I think. We don't have any money.
Yeah, that's just
what the hell? Why spend all of our money? What?
You could go rent that if you really need a tractor for a week.
We could borrow his.
No. You go to BSE and you rent it for $1,200.
Yeah, you can actually, tractors are rentable. Sometimes you can get them, sometimes you can't. BSE, the problem is they don't deliver it. You have to drive it out here. Because they don't have a trailer big enough for it either. I gave up renting from BS&E because the stuff, I spent more time trying to keep it running than I did operating it.
That's true.
And I just started renting from Hertz. And they deliver it. It costs you for delivery. But if you're going to use it for a week, you get your crew lined up and everything, it's worthwhile.
Yeah, it's only under $2,000 and you're not spending $25 and then diesel.
And you don't have the cost of maintaining it.
Or insuring it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
So there's no... I can get into the back if I wanted to?
Yeah, the gate's open.
Oh, it will be open, like, tonight at midnight?
No, but I can't. I can leave it open. I usually close it about dark.
Watch out, be at midnight. No, I'm kidding.
You have to watch out for Randy's dogs.
During the week, it's open most of the time.
No, I 8 to 5 on it.
Yeah, during the week it's open pretty much all day.
All right. You know what you guys might want to think of? John Strom's tractor. His son has it now, and it's been sitting up there for quite a while. It was a very nice tractor. And he did a lot of work. Well, he did all the work here when he was here, alive. So it might be purchasable.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure. Or rentable.
How much is it to rent?
Yeah.
It best not be more than that.
If we could rent from the guy, talk to him, hey, maybe we'll do a little maintenance on it for you, get it running, and...
It might need some maintenance, I believe.
Well, how much work for an individual?
Well, see, the problem...
How much money you...
Especially with an older tractor, the problem you've got is you're already struggling trying to find volunteers to fill potholes. Now you've got to find volunteers to maintain the tractor.
Yeah.
Where, again... You're adding more work, where with the rental it comes out here and they unload it and there it is.
Well, yeah, for a fee. I get this thing for basically nothing.
Write the check and go home, huh?
Well, you have to maintain the grader, is it?
That's what I'm saying.
There's money in the checking account. There's no volunteers lined up out here to do the work. Well, so which one's easier?
Well, we're going to... I'm good with people, they say. They used to call me Ambassador Smith in my business.
All right, we need 2 board members.
No, I got one over here. I got 2. I got
more.
The pizza man. He called me the other day, he told me he was the pizza man. So now I didn't order a pizza. And you're going to deliver all the way to my house? All right. Hey, well, it's Michael. Well,
that's why I thought it was funny.
Nobody wants to go up my road anyways.
No.
And by the way, I like Sunview the way it is. It's my security. Nobody can get up there but me. Unless Audrey takes out her chopper and rides on up.
Next meeting, December 10th.
Is that the second Saturday?
Mm-hmm. It's written on the...
9 paper. O'clock.
Oh. 9 a.m.
You notice I don't read too well, so...
That's why I'm telling you to flip to the page. I got a motion.
Are you sure you want me to be a secretary? I had a secretary for 35 years, and she just... Boy, did she didn't like me. You know, there's just something about...
Stay bad.
Well, something happened in Algeria, okay? I thought the bottles of champagne were $20 a bottle, okay, but they were $200 a bottle.
Oh,
the 36-1. You know, my secretary said, I can't cover for you anymore, you know?
Is it going to be 9 o'clock?
9 a.m.
I didn't know if y'all...
I may have a
problem. No, I'm crazy.
With that date,
maybe. December the 9th, I've got a concert at the Dunbar Hotel in
downtown.
Does that mean you won't be here on the 10th?
Okay, so you want to do...
He's a phone call away.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just have to come back night.
Oh, no. We can call... Just
you can call you in or something.
You can always change the meeting. It doesn't have to be...
You can do multiple things. You can call in.
Yeah.
we could set up so that you can do Zoom.
Yeah.
Call in via Zoom. Or change the meeting.
We could do the 17th, which is the next, I mean, it's the following Saturday, the third Saturday.
For setting up Zoom, who did you have set up Zoom? Did you try?
I didn't have any. It was a meeting that somebody else was doing.
It was the sheriff people that did.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a Zoom account. I can help you set up Zoom.
There's this room.
Right.
So let's try and set up Zoom.
The 17th. Well, the water district's having their meeting on the 17th.
And what time?
8:30. You don't do the 4th anymore?
Because of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
They moved it up a week and canceled the Thanksgiving one.
Well, you could just call.
Yeah. But no.
You could just call them.
Yeah, because you're going to be...
But, you know, you guys can do these meetings on Saturdays. You can do them on Thursday nights. I mean, the board can schedule whatever they want.
Keep it the way it is, and I'll just...
I'll do it Thursday night if you want to.
I mean, I can leave at 5 in the morning or something. That's normal. Seriously,
he's got a beach house in Ventura. He's got his place up here, and he's always in Hollywood with the musicians. You like jazz?
Well, there was a resounding.
I gotta show you this, Michael. Are we finished? We're not finished?
Well, we have to.
Okay, let's do it.
I was just trying to figure out the date. The 10th is okay?
10th is fine.
10th is fine, yeah.
I can't get my Zoom to come up.
Yeah, I can't get anything to come up from just outside here. It's full.
I just
need dead. Do you use Verizon?
Yeah, so do I. And I have AT&T, which is hooked up to that.
But you've got to get the sound up for that.
Well, this doesn't go up any higher. But this is what David puts on. This is at the
end.
Yeah, David puts the sound up.
I get it.
No. That's the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra.
Not even just here. I mean, elsewhere too. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
What a place.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's
right. Last time I used Zoom, I was at the Musicians Union in Burbank, and we had an interview with KPFK.
It's stylistics.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, no, you could hear it on the radio, and now hopefully we're going to, and it works.
Now, hopefully. All famous jazz musicians.
Wow.
That play for the Los Angeles Jazz Philharmonic Orchestra.
No, this is the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra.
Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra.
Have you been in the
always correct.
Yeah, that's
try out.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
To the orchestra. Are you show up and you start playing?
No. These are top.
I trade the system.
Top professionals. Right.
Yeah. More accepting us as a
song. They have their own
group. Winston Bird. Justo Al Mario, all people that stand on their own, but they're all part of the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra.
And you're part of that.
Yeah.
As you get involved.
All right, Chef.
I love it.
Don't ever expect a straight answer.
Yeah, I write checks, dude.
Yeah, I write too. Okay, how we doing, Randy?
Wait to see if you're going to adjourn.
No, a motion to adjourn.
Please.
I'll second that.
So, Roger, when are we doing the Lancaster trip? Monday?
Huh?
Monday?
Sure, I'm fine. You got any money?
When you play it? The check. Everybody asked me what I play, but I played the check.